Blog Talk Radio.
And there we go. Not gonna play. This is the Paige Roberts Show. Musicless. Again. Eventually it kicks in. Okay. It has been so crazy. I'm so ready to be off of Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Are you gonna play?
I'm here.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks. Hello. This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Hi, this is John Krause, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
We know that already. Let's try this one more time.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paige Roberts Show. Check it out. From Steve Coughlin, the Probable Cause. I'm a proud supporter of the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. And just a reminder, May the 18th, we'll be doing a 40th anniversary show at the Hart County Community Theater. Y'all come on out and watch the show.
Hi there. This is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
You and me, we used to be. Now it's clear we're history. I've tried all that I can. Take my name back, that's my plan. This ring comes off my hand, 'cause you're no longer my man. 'Cause I'm leaving you today, got no regrets, what can I say? I've loved you every way I know how. Come tomorrow, I'll be gone. Got no problem moving on. But it took years to make me this strong. No looking back, no tears to waste. No photographs in my suitcase. Not a memory am I taking. Mama and all your friends, and even that old preacher man, on Sunday morning you will be all alone. 'Cause I'm leaving you today, got no regrets, what can I say? I've loved you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Monday, May 13th, 2019. June the 9th, we will be doing a live show here in Astoria at Vegas Studios with Nashville recording artist Chrissy Isabel. So be sure and check out our Facebook links out there for that information. Show starts at 3:30 most of the time. But yeah, now July the 7th, I also have another live show there with singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco, and I'm really excited too, August the 4th, with one of our, again, Georgia local artist, singer-songwriter, award-winning singer-songwriter Hunter Flanagan. Y'all be wanting to watch for that show. And if you haven't done so yet, go over to Vegas Studio and click the like on their Facebook page, because that is where we will be. They will be doing a live, it'll be a live Facebook show. Is that what we call it? Yeah. So we had a couple of shows already. And I know y'all probably know now of Steve Coffin and his Steve Coffin with Probable Cause. They have been real good in supporting us, and they are having the 40th anniversary show at Hart County Community Theater this weekend. We are hoping to be out there. We have been asked to come out and do an interview and hopefully MC. So that'll be something different, something fun too. We're looking forward to it. Let's see what else I have. So yeah, I think that's all. But tomorrow night we have jazz singer Monique Brown will be with us. We have a full week. In fact, we are booked up solid. Well, y'all know Memorial Day is May the 27th. So I think we're going to take a couple of days out there. But after that, it's all on. And we're working on June shows now. So we have a lot of great stuff coming up, and hopefully we are moving to 1016.com, The Mix, eventually. So be watching for that. The shows over here will be not, and I am looking forward to it. And so I appreciate Jason Thomas coming and asking us to come over there and DJ off of theirs. We will be same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time until 10 p.m. So now we are looking for, I'm looking to do maybe topics too. So if you have a topic idea that you would like to get to us, send it by email at intercomradio@gmail.com. And I don't know how long Intercom Radio, I don't know. We'll have to talk with Jason and see if that's going to be incorporated in somehow. So, I don't know. We'll see. But without further ado, let's bring on my featured artist for tonight, and that is singer-songwriter Michelle Bradford. Hey, Michelle, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Paige, for having me on your show. We're very excited to be here and talking to you. I'm excited about this record and hoping that everyone will love these songs as much as we do.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that, Michelle. I know you have a crew with you tonight, too, so we appreciate everybody calling in, and we appreciate all of you out there who are tuned in and listening. We just wouldn't be here without you, so you are what makes the Paige Roberts show, and we do appreciate it. But let's give out our guest line number at 646-668-8941. You can call in and listen, and we might let you talk. We got a full show tonight, so I don't know how well that'll work in tonight. So here lately, we've had quite a few people calling in, and so I've been doing double time. I've been having like 2 hours.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
Right, but it's all good. We keep on keeping on. I know with Chuck DeMuro, and y'all heard at the beginning of the show, if you were tuned in, boy, oh boy, I would be so glad. My music doesn't play half the time over here. I have such a hard time on this network trying to get my music to play. And I'm like, oh,
that's the way things are, yeah.
Electronics, right? Well,
yes.
This will be a whole new ball game, a whole new experience. So, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm excited. So,
change is always
bone.
Pretty good.
Yes, ma'am. It sure is. And talk about changes. Michelle, I guess we can start out. I know I was talking to you a little bit before the show, and I can start like we always do, and I just get my featured artist to tell our listeners about themselves, and you can go back however far you like and work your way into your music. So I'm going to hand it over to you.
Okay, great, Paige. Thank you so much. Well, my name is Michelle Brownswood, and I grew up in the Shoals area. I I don't know, I'm sure your listeners know about the Shoals area with our great musical heritage coming out of Muscle Shoals. I'm sure people may have heard of the Muscle Shoals Swampers or Fame Studios or the great Muscle Shoals Sound Studios. We're known for that swamp sound around here. Aretha liked it, and Etta liked it, and Wilson Pickett liked it, and Percy Sledge, all those greats that came, that got that sound here in these studios, the local studios here. And I've been working in these studios for years and doing demos and background vocals, and it's been a great experience growing up in this area. I can tell you that it's part of who I am, you know, coming from this area. Mm-hmm. But my family really instilled the love of music into me, I grew up on the stage, basically. My parents had a theater show and a variety show, kind of like the Branson shows that you see. And my dad had a dream, and he purchased a theater. And we did a variety show style show every Saturday night for, I guess, about 20 or 30 years. I mean, we did it every Saturday night. The first time I was on stage, my dad had a hillbilly rock band and upright bass, and did Elvis was a big influence in my dad's life. And so they put me on stage when I was 5, and I started there, and that's been a long time ago, trust me. But started at 5, and my whole family was in the band. My mom sang, my dad sang, my brother played the drums, and I sang. And we just grew up that way, you know. And when you grow up that way, you think everybody's got musical instruments in their den. And, you know, you just walk through and pick up something and start playing and singing. I mean, that's just what we did. And so I grew up on that show. The show was actually called the Hayloft Opry. And so I grew up singing there and spent most of my life in music. And I cut my first record when I was 14. And I don't know if you, I'm sure in the music business you've heard of many, many names and producers, but Buddy Killen was a big help to me when I was growing up and cut my first record, because it was kind of funny how it worked out. My gym teacher at school found out about my record, and she was good friends with Buddy Killen. And so she introduced me to Buddy Killen, and he brought me to Nashville and kind of took me under his wing, and I did some shows there, and really worked hard in trying to get me a recording contract at that point. And my parents did not want me to, you know, start that young. They wanted me to enjoy life and wait till I was older to do that. So I just did some singing around Nashville at that time. But he was a great influence. And then I continued on and was in some local pageants, and I won the local and the state. And then I went on to the world in Miami, Florida at I don't know if anybody knows this, but the Fontainebleau Hilton Hotel, the famous hotel in Miami, Florida that Elvis and Old Blue Eyes himself played at. That was so cool. That was a highlight of my trip. But I won World Talent Winner there at 15, and that opened some doors for me. And I got to sing on the Grand Ole Opry, and I've got to sing with many artists. And as I grew older, I did some shows with Percy Sledge, and did, you know, some songs, sang with him, Tammy Wynette, Colin Ray, and Michelle Wright, The Drifters, Ronnie Millsap, Vern Godston, Ronnie McDowell, John Conley, Razzie Bailey, Little Jimmy Dickens, Loretta Lynn, Steve Warner, the Sam's Quartet, T. Graham Brown, John Anderson, the Bellamy Brothers, Stella Pardon, and there's several that I've been very honored and blessed to get to sing with, and really, all these people have brought influences into my music. You know, it's just been crazy when you work with people like that. But then as I grew older, I just worked in the studios doing, you know, vocals and demos and things like that. But I love all genres of music. you know, grew up on country, but you can't be from Muscle Shoals and not sing soul and blues and gospel. I mean, that's just part of this area, you know. I perform with several bands locally. Sing with a country band called Showdown, and I perform with kind of a 70s rock. We do all kinds of music, but it's called Deja Vu. And then I sing with an acoustic group called Back on Track. And then I sing with another group called Memphis. And then I travel a good bit with a band out of actually Chicago, Illinois, and hooked up with them and do lots of shows. They're the official band of Graceland. I know most people know where Graceland is. I hope they do. Ma'am?
I said we hope they do.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you know Elvis Presley, you know where Graceland is, and in Memphis, Tennessee. And so we actually get to do a lot of shows at Graceland, and that's been a blessing to me in my life because, as I said earlier, my dad raised me on Elvis. I mean, you know, Elvis, Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn. I mean, there was a big, big mixture of genres of music in my life. And I think all of those are what made me love all the different types of music. You know, it's just in my heart and in my soul. And I think when you sing songs like these songs that Marcia has written, you can't sing these songs. You can't just sing these songs. So when I went in the studio to record these songs, and actually Debbie Dixon is the one that hooked me and Marcia up, and you'll be talking with them in just a little bit. Debbie is the one that asked me to do these demos for Marcia. And, you know, I do a lot of demos, so I just didn't, you know, sure, I'll do this. And then I go in and start singing these songs, and they're so, so inspiring, and so they touch your heart, you know? I mean, people can relate to these songs. People can relate to these songs. They're about life, you know? I love story songs. I love songs that talk about life. And because that's what touches people. That's what touches people in their heart and soul. And people love strength songs, something that they can feel, make them feel better about their life and give them the strength to move forward and get, you know. I mean, it's, and so these songs were exactly that. So I was honored to be a part of this project with Red Clay Records and Marcia and Debbie. And so when they brought me on board and she brought these songs to my attention, I'm just very honored to be a part of it. And I don't want to take up all their time because I really am telling you, Marcia's got a great soul, and so does Debbie. And I'm honored to work with these two women. And
so does Michelle.
And be a part of this project.
But you know what?
You know what?
That's the biggest part of this show that I try to tell people, and that's one of the main things that I try to hone in on is the songwriting and the how you came up with your song, because I feel that kind of sets the singer songwriter apart in knowing how they write and knowing, you know, I mean, and just telling about their song. That just tells a whole lot about singer songwriter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And songwriters, I love a great song that does speak to your heart. I mean, you can listen to the radio all day long, and there's all kinds of songs. But my dad was a great songwriter, and he wrote from his heart. He wrote about life. He wrote about the struggles he went through and things like that. And that's what people crave. That's what people love. They love to hear the music that speaks to them, that they can relate to, and it gives them hope.
You can tell it, too, you know. I'm like, you can tell about that song just like what you just said. And I'm like, and, you know, it's like, wow. Yep. So, most definitely. But that's what I love hearing the most about the show is hearing about these songs and how you came up with the songs. And I tell people before they come on that that's one of the main things that I like to talk about is the songs. And even if you didn't write the song, I still like to know about the song. And I think you as a singer-songwriter should know about the artist who wrote that song and how they came up with that song, right?
Right, right. Well, I'm going to let Marcia talk to you about how she came up with this, but before I turn it over to her to talk, I would like to say that, you know, we talked about this area and Muscle Shoals area, and we're so proud to be from here and all the music that has come out of Muscle Shoals. We were very, very blessed. Debbie was very instrumental in getting us some legendary players on this these records. I mean, we had the legendary Travis Womack. I know that name is familiar with a lot of folks. He is a great, great guitar player, and started at the age of, what, 13 or something like that?
11.
I mean, he was on the charts at 11, and he could play that guitar. And so, you know, it's not just this project wasn't just about me. It was a collaboration of many, many people that believed in this project and wanted to be a part of it. And Junior Lowe and keyboard player Harvey Thompson Jr., great, great keyboardist and works a lot in this area. And Gary Brown, and then co-producer Doug Mays and engineer and mixer Donnie Gullett and Tim Davis. These guys were great to work with. I've worked with both of these guys before in their studios, and nothing but professional and just strive to get the best sound. And, you know, they want you to get that sound you're looking for, and they really work hard to do that. And we had Mary Carton. She did a lot of photography work for us, and Marcia and Wanda, your cousin Wanda Ketchum. So we, like I said, this wasn't just a one person thing. This is a collaboration of so many people that believed in Marcia's dream. You know, we believed in what Marcia put out there, and she kind of puts her life on the line for everybody. She puts it out there in the public, you know, because when you write about your life, and you write about this, and you put your heart out there, you know, you feel vulnerable about doing that. But she did it, and we all believed in it, and we were, you know, very excited about that. Because like you said, you know, there's songs that you can hear on the radio that you sing along with, but you don't ever listen to the words, you know? And these are not those songs. These are those songs that you stop, and you listen to the words. And you listen to who you can hear the pain and the soul and the heart in these songs, through the lyrics, because that's what she did with these songs. And you know, she wants to encourage other people that have been through this through strength, you know, and that's what really touched me and wanted me to be a part. And I'm a talker, so I don't want to take up all the time talking, because I want you to hear from Marcia and Debbie and hear what, because Marcia's story is what started this whole thing. So I'm going to turn you over to Marcia, and she can tell you about Red Clay Records and her story.
Okay. Well, go right ahead.
Well, I started actually a couple of years ago. I made a phone call to donate to Christmas for Kids and discovered I was talking to a former classmate from Carver County High School. I, like Michelle, grew up in the Shoals area, and I realized I was talking with Debbie Dixon and didn't know at the time that she was a music promoter. And just casually mentioned that I write songs, but I've never done a whole lot with them. And so we kind of got together and got it. She did a wonderful job and getting everyone together and setting up the sessions, and it was so easy. The whole thing just went so smooth. Once we got in the studio, it was like really magic. I mean, It went really well, but anyway, so I decided that with Red Clay Records. I started a publishing company and the record label a couple of years ago, and so Debbie had, you know, we need to get one of your songs in the studio. I was actually down here visiting, staying at my little cabin where my parents lived, and I lived also when I was a little girl, and I woke up at 4 a.m. and this song came to me, and I thought, well, I guess I need to get up and write this down. So I did, and I talked to Debbie about it, and she said, well, there's a couple of people that, you know, could probably do a really good job if you'd like for me to check with them. So we tried to go with another girl, and it just wasn't working out. So she mentioned Michelle, and I did not know Michelle at the time. And so she was glad to come in, and we kind of went over the song, and she loved it. It was based on actually one of my stories from, you know, actually years ago. But once she started singing the song, I thought she was meant to do this song. And I mean, I couldn't have picked anyone better to do the song, both of them. So once we finished that song, you know, I started thinking a lot of my friends were going through divorces. I had been through a lot of relationship problems, and I was headed back to Nashville one day, and this was probably a year later, after we had already cut the first demo for the first song. Not at the time, we're not planning on releasing it really as a single. So it was just kind of sitting there, and then I was headed back to Nashville, and I was thinking about all my friends that were going through these, you know, divorces and relationship problems. And the second song came to me, and I kind of recorded it on the way home in my phone. And I thought, well, that sounds pretty good, and it's definitely my story also. So I got in touch with Deb again. She was, as always, was able to round up a good crew of local talent that I couldn't have asked for anyone better on either one of the songs. The music, of course, Michelle's voice, it all just kind of came together. And we took the second song in the studio. Of course, I wanted Michelle to do that with her.
Yeah, I was honored.
Couldn't go wrong. Didn't go wrong the first time. I thought, I can't go wrong using Michelle again. And it was, to me, I was just thrilled to, it was like magic to me. I don't know. I was just so excited to get that done. And with Red Clay Records, that's kind of what I was striving for, you know, when I first started thinking about having this label, is songs that really do have meaning, kind of getting back to songs that tell stories. I just feel like we need something different now. Mm-hmm. We need a different,
absolutely,
something different on the radio. That's, you know, it seems like there's a lot of same old. So I thought, well, if we can write, you know, if I can write songs that are from the heart, and we kind of call it Red Clay Records, Songs for the Soul. And actually, Red Clay, I got from our area where we grew up, we played in the red clay dirt. So I thought, you know, this is such a rich history here, a musical history, and
it's got to come from that dirt, right?
It's got to come from, like, well,
it's something in the water.
Yeah.
Well, I think Aretha Franklin said it's something that comes from the mud.
Yeah,
you just can't get it anywhere,
yeah,
else around here.
It's a swamp thing, you know?
Yeah. The river, I mean, the river, the singing
river.
Singing river,
and
yeah.
The, yeah.
So, I mean, this is kind of in her soul anyway.
That's right. That's right.